On Saturday, May 26th, Bishop Saltarelli and about 1,000 other people from across the diocese and across the region were on hand at Holy Spirit Church in Newcastle for a special Mass and dedication of the statue of Our Lady Queen of Peace. Here is Bishop Saltarelli's homily, recorded on that afternoon.
Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, what we are doing here today rejoices many. At the same time, what we are doing here today confuses many. What we are doing here today, sadly, disturbs many. 2 weeks ago, when the newspaper thought fit to place a beautiful story of the statue of Our Lady being placed here on the grounds of Holy Spirit, it was a beautiful story. And yet the next day, I am told that the newspaper was overwhelmed with blogs, highly, highly critical of what we're doing here today, accusing us Catholics of idol worship, accusing us Catholics of demeaning the role that Jesus played in the salvation of the world. And yet what we're doing here today gladdens the heart of the Son of Mary. A few days ago, I received an email relative to what we're doing here today. And the writer says, I heard a message from your organization this morning while traveling regarding the perception about praying through Mary and how this is okay in the context of honoring his parent. I was starting to feel some understanding about the Catholic position, but I'm still unable to reconcile it in the context of John 14:6, where Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. He continues, your message sounded sincere, and I really want to respect it as a Christian myself. But I just don't understand how Jesus needs anyone to help him, you know. I love Mary too. But this scripture has always seemed pretty clear to me that we need to speak to him directly. I'm not one to get hung up on the smaller differences that can be so divisive among denominations. But this feels like a big one, and I guess I felt like it's appropriate to ask for your help in understanding this issue. May God give us both the wisdom we need to further his kingdom. I did respond to this writer. It was so kindly and respectfully addressed. And I felt that this person was really searching, trying to understand what you and I as Catholics do when we honor Mary. You explain we don't worship Mary. Mary is not a goddess. Mary is a human being. And then I began to explain this doctrine that you and I as Catholics hold precious, this idea of the communion of saints. You ask me constantly to pray for you, and I ask you always to pray for me. And if we can do that for one another, we who are still wayfarers here on this pilgrimage on earth, why can't we reach out to the saints in heaven, asking them to pray for us? Why can't we reach out to the Blessed Mother, Mother of our Divine Savior, Mother of God, also to intercede for us? A visitor to our nation's capital will always be impressed upon entering the great rotunda in the Capitol building, and there, surrounded the entire building, are statues. Statues of our presidents, statues of great heroes, our generals, our statesmen, our patriots. We cannot accuse our government of idolatry or of false worship. Those statues are placed there to inspire us, to look upon them, our heroes, and to encourage us by their lives also to be loyal, faithful, patriotic Americans. That's not idol worship. This is the vigil of Pentecost. The descent of the Holy Spirit upon Mary and the apostles, the birthday of our church. And from the beginning, the church embraced Mary as the great gift given to her by Jesus himself dying on the cross. Behold your mother. And how beautifully have you and I accepted this precious gift, this mystical rose, this Tower of David, this house of ivory, this morning star, this gate of heaven, help of the sick, refuge of sinners, comforter of the afflicted, mother of the church. Mother of the church, we do claim her as our mother. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. Here, on the grounds of this magnificent church, dedicated to the Holy Spirit, we erect our monument to the lady who was filled by the same Spirit as she proclaimed in her great Magnificat, "Behold, all nations shall call me blessed." And you and I are gathered here to fulfill that prophecy as we call her blessed, as we call her mother. And this mother of Jesus, this mother of God, this mother of the church, this mother of ours, always imparts to us one message. One message. She points to a son. She points to Jesus. She shows the way to Jesus, telling us, do whatever he tells you. This afternoon we've gathered here to honor this mother. We've gathered here to pray to this mother that she will intercede with her son before the throne of heaven, because we are indeed afflicted. We are indeed in pain. We are indeed in need of her intercession. The world is being torn apart with violence, injustice, war. And this is why you and I as humble sons of this loving, as sons and daughters of this loving mother, kneel before her and listen to her as she tells us to do what he, her son, tells us. Hermanos y hermanas, soy tan feliz estar con ustedes en esta ocasión muy especial, celebrando con vosotros nuestro amor en la Madre de Dios. El día de Pentecostés, el Espíritu Santo descendió realmente de un modo extraordinario sobre los apóstoles reunidos con María, Madre de Jesús. Y ahora estamos aquí, en la vigilia de Pentecostés, en esta iglesia del Espíritu Santo, reunidos con la Madre de Jesús. Roguemos que el Espíritu Santo que encendió en el corazón de los discípulos el fuego del amor, los bendiga con sus hijos y hijas en todos y todas sus familias, porque todos somos hijos y hijas de María.
You've been listening to Bishop Michael Saltarelli's homily given on Saturday, May 26th at Holy Spirit Church in Newcastle, Delaware, at the dedication mass for the statue of Our Lady Queen of Peace.